removing carbon dioxide with plants. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Plants are the world's great storehouse of carbon dioxide. That is why deforestation is a major contributor to climate change. If only there were more trees and plants, more of the CO2 in the atmosphere could be absorbed and would no longer trap heat in the atmosphere. Dr. Joanne Chori, a scientist at the Salk Institute for Biological Studies and the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, believes that she can modify plants to absorb 20 times more CO2. She's recently been awarded the $3 million Breakthrough Prize in Life Science for her work. Her plan involves a compound called suberin, which is a wax-like fatty substance most commonly found in cork trees. It's a unique substance that is especially useful for storing carbon from the atmosphere because it is essentially not biodegradable. Carbon stored in the form of suberin will stay there for thousands of years. Chori believes that by using simple crossbreeding techniques, it is possible to grow various plants that produce far more suberin than ordinary specimens. Her lab is looking into breeding high levels of suberin production into chickpeas and other harvest plants. How big a deal is this? According to Chori, if 5% of the world's farmland was used to grow suberin-rich crops, it would absorb 50% of the CO2 we currently emit into the atmosphere. This is not a crazy idea. About 37% of the Earth's land area is currently used for agriculture, and a third of that, about 11%, is used for crops. The rest, about a quarter of the Earth's land area, is pasture land covered with cultivated or wild forage crops for livestock. The substance in cork might be a great way to get carbon out of the atmosphere. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.